Hands past the Brad with impact today.
And the word expedient, I can say all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not profitable. And Paul was talking here when he says all things are law. It's kind of like saying, you know, I can get away with stuff. But it's not profitable for me. For me to get away in your eyes alone. Because I'm on a different scale. Are you with me? And tonight I want to talk to you tonight, Kelvin, everybody, about how or just growing in the kingdom. Because when Paul was addressing this, he began to talk as though there were two different worlds before him. He says, all things are lawful, but it's not profitable. In other words, I can get away with everything with you, but if I'm going to profit, I have to choose what I'm going to use here. Because I know I have to win in all both sections. And I want to talk to you because you know what, y'all? We live on this earth. We live here. We're natural. We're human. But how many of us can be bound or committed to the gospel of the kingdom that will allow things to begin to grow in our life? Because, Carla, until that happens, nothing going to happen. Because Christians, what will we do? We'll go in and we'll go out. Carolyn, it'll look like we're Christians one day. The next day, it'll look like we're not. Why? Because Paul knew that at some point in his life, he would be faced with temporary pleasure that will look like his gain. But it's only temporary. Have you ever seen something that the world gives you, but it throws you back in the kingdom? The world offers all of this. But you know if you receive it, it'll throw you back in the kingdom. How do we grow in the kingdom? We live in a generation. And most of the churches in our that's been birthed since maybe 1980 or so, you don't see real kingdom movement. See buildings up. You see crowds of people. You even say a word. The man of God may have a word. But you see no kingdom advancement. I'm going to tell you some reasons why we don't see. And you'll be able to recognize these things in us as well as the world. Amen. You know why we don't see kingdom advancements? Number one, we got a generation that's more talented, but just as talented, we're just as selfish. We're talented, but we're just selfish. Just as much. We can do more, but we're selfish. That means that some of us, you know, you don't mind having a talent, but dog, you got to have that self-expression. Amen. You want people to know this is how you like it. That's why we don't see no kingdom advancement. We have to break that. Talented, but selfish. I don't know how Phil Jackson did it with Rodman, Jordan. Who else was there? Scottie Pippen, who probably was no problem. Horace Grant. Cartwright. Who else? John Kerr. All these people with different personalities. It revealed when it got off the court, but while they was on the court, he was able to take people and put them together and could care less about what they do off the court. But see, in the kingdom, you can't do that. So if you're selfish, it comes out. So though we got more talented musicians like Israel and Donnie McClurkin and all these people, but it's less accountability. Why? Because I'm going to do this my way. Though we can go now and the internet can take us all around the world, but it's also produced more people doing their own thing. Didn't bring more unity. Why? Because we're more talented, but just as talented, we're selfish. Some of you, we can do some things with you, but then all of a sudden, when everything turns from you, all of a sudden, it's got to be me. You. Why? Because we're talented, but we're just as much selfish. That's why we don't see the kingdom grow. Are you with me? Another reason why we don't see the kingdom grow. We're more idealistic and not realistic. I can come talk to some of you, even right here, and I say, idea. You can come up with ideas, but you're not realistic enough where to start. You got ideas. Well, this would be nice. Pastor, if we could do this. If we could do this. Yeah, we could do this. But do you understand in the kingdom, you can't talk what you're not willing to do. You become an idealistical person. You know, I was over with Greg Surratt about 3 years ago. At one of his leadership things he would have every Tuesday. And all these churches. Now, they got thousands of people at the churches. And you know what they do? They sit at a table and they all go through ideas. And the ideas they pick up is what they do in the church. Bunch of idealistic things, but it's not spiritual. Because that's an idea. Oh, this would be nice. Let's bring a bar into the church. And let's have like a little coffee area. This would be nice. See, these are ideas, but who's going to do it? See, in the kingdom, the person that talks got to do it. And if you do it, you got to do it the way the king wanted. Your idea can't float over there and just get done. But when you become an idealistical person and not a realistical person, you think like that. That's why the kingdom don't advance. We got more ideas. Yeah, that'll be a good idea, but you're not there. Whatever you say, you have to go through with it. Are you with me? In other words, be realistic. You know, there's certain things we can do corporately that won't show certain things. But when you say, okay, this is me, you got to say that I'm representing the kingdom. So you can't live off of ideas. Yeah, this would be nice if the church could do this, if the church could have this. You know how, and I'm looking this up. I told some of you about the reality show. But you know how much kind of, you know what kind of Christians we got to have? We can't have no day-to-day Christians in and out. Because when you got that kind of Hollywood, those devils are sitting there. Money. Can you bypass that stuff and stay true to the game? Can you bypass that when they're offering you all kind of stuff and God said, no, I want you to do this. I don't care what they offer you there. And you're looking at Grammy Awards. I'll be a testimony for God. The devil will put a package together that's just natural so you can follow and walk out of what God is saying. So it's good to be in Hollywood, but you got to go down deeper. But when you're an idealistical person, you look at the surface, but you play no part in the revolution. You just say it. Yeah, this would be nice if our children, as you walk off, it would be nice. That's how some of you sound when you say things. You just walk off. Yeah, it would be nice if the church could do this. And I'm a church. Ain't you the church? And you'll be amazed at how many of us do that as a church. Even the churches around, we look at what's wrong, but we don't play a part. Why? We're idealistic. What is the ideal? You pick up the paper. Oh, in Norway, this man here is crazy. But if you're realistic, you say the kingdom is not there. The kingdom needs to go there. They're healing. They need the kingdom. We can't change the past, but the kingdom needs to go there. But when you're realistic, that's how you begin to think. What can I do right now? When you're an idealistical person, you never advance the kingdom. You only talk. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing. Why you don't see kingdom advancement? Because we live in a generation where we want success without a price.
Amen.
We want it, but we don't want to pay a price.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm talking about our whole generation now.
Amen.
That's why we don't see kingdom advancement. Amen. Some of us like to hop on the ride with other people and think you can get all that success without a price. You can't do that. You got to pay a price. Everybody had to pay a price. But all of a sudden, you think God's going to speak to you. You're going to do two things, and all of a sudden, the doors are going to open. Oh, no, that's all we do. God, if you'll just bless me. And then you think you're going to be anointed, that people are going to listen to you. No, if you want real people, you got to have a real God. You can't go and then stop pronouncing. That's a little while. Mm-hmm. Prophet to the nations, prophet over the nations. Anybody can come in and say, God's going to bless Africa. God is going to. But who's going to stay in Africa and make sure this school is running properly? Who's going to build relationship with somebody and dig in and forsake the temporary pleasures to go over and build so that there's some line in there through relationship? Or you're going to sit over here and say, I went to Africa. So what? It still ain't doing nothing. Why? Because we tend to think that we can get success without a price on it. That's how Job make it seem. God wants to bless you. Yeah, salvation is free. But your destiny going to cost you everything.
Amen.
That's why we can't teach these children that it's always going to be easy. You got to make it tough for them. If it's tough for them now, it'll be easier later. But if all they do is just get up and just be rosy, no demand, you're setting your children up to walk right into the system and grab it. They won't know how to resist nothing. Some of you parents, you walk around other children, and because they're Chuck E. Cheese and they're doing this, you feel guilty. You got to teach your children to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. Where they learning that from? They got to see other kids do stuff and say, I still can't do it.
Yeah.
But when are you training them to do that? You just want them all to go. Well, they're having a party. Well, let me tell you something, son. You're going to always see things, but you got to know what you got to do. So that's why they going out and you can't go this time. That's how life goes. God speaks to you, tell you to go ahead and build an ark. It's in the middle of the summer. They playing. You better do what God's saying do. You got to have time to play, son. We're not telling you not going to play, but it's not now. They playing too much. Your assignment is to hear God. See, it starts with you doing it now. But some of us think our children gonna have success without a price. How many of you seen this? Y'all remember the story I told you about the guy say leave to his last grandchild died and didn't release his fortune? The reason being is because he knew that these people would waste his fortune. And some of us, all this we do in crusade, you don't want that just to be a name in these children's head. But if you go home and be normal, then that's what it'll be. You'll fool yourself. They don't have no demand. Everything is easy. It's just, hey, yeah, okay, oh, come on, just do this. No, they got to have a demand. Some of these kids so smart, they know. And we make excuses for them. Why? Out of our ignorance. Why? Because we think that the success can come without a price. I'd rather my children get their feelings hurt now than when they get out there. Everything. Get your feelings hurt because that's a part of life, man. That girl did that and she hit you, he hit you, whatever. Hey, come on, let's keep moving. You're a Christian. Did you do the right thing? Let's move on. But you can't just sit there and bail. Let me go see where the teacher at. What happened with this? Where's your son? Even if that teacher's wrong, you better teach them. You got God. She may not have God. You may face something. How many of you got a boss you don't like? It's hard to deal with. So you bailing them out. Guess what? That's teaching them to get fired. Just say, I'm leaving. So you got to make sure you teaching that. But guess what? It comes through success without the price. You got to be careful because many of us think that. And I've seen some of y'all sit up and talk. I watch what you do. And then over a period of time, you'll say, well, I've God. I love the Lord. Well, depending on what you're looking at. If you love God, this is what it takes. If you love God, you begin to shift your life toward God. You don't keep doing the same thing and don't look at other people. Because what God telling me is not the same assignment he's giving you. Personal assignments mean that. It's personal. It's custom. You coming from the left, you take 26, I take 77. It's different. But they can tell when you're dying daily. But some of you, because you can look over to the left and say, well, I ain't on Jerry Springer. I ain't doing this. You're looking at other people instead of setting your mark on the prize. You're not moving. Because you're not paying the price for the success. The world will give it to you. It's called vanity. It's called get in a rut. It's called, let me set you up so you can sell your soul. Don't you know there are certain times in your life, if you sell or you give yourself to certain people, your destiny is already chopped off. Yeah. Ain't nothing you can do. You can say, you can try to redo it, but it's over. Yeah. There's certain pivotal times in people's lives that you can't change that. I remember when we were going through the church and I went back to Pastor Goo and he just kind of left us out here. You know, I had to make a decision then or y'all wouldn't be here. I had to say, you know what? I got to go all in, fully, don't care what nobody say, just for this season. People going to misunderstand me. They're not going to see it. I'm going to make mistakes. It's going to be open, but I got to just hold on through this season. I just need to hold on to this. But some of us don't do that. We just ride. And you on this Joel Osteen, where God guides, he provides. Yeah, that's if all things being equal. That's right. You can't start off all the way in the back and think you're at zero. Right. You got to know where you at.
That's right.
Some of you still, and you think, well, my life. Well, you get over it. If you want to go, start running before they shoot the. If you're going to be at zero, if they starting at the starting line and you all the way back here, start running now so when the gun pop, you'll be right with them. But if you sit back here, well, I ain't, you know, nobody told me and all that I didn't know and all that, you stay right there. You still get the same results. Why? Because we live in a generation, Cassandra, where people want success without paying a price. The kingdoms of this world will bow to our kingdom. But we have to pay the price. You don't pay the price by getting in your gifting, being selfish, so people can call on you in the church to sing or call on you to do things for the church and you get your little happiness out of that. It takes more than that. Your record label won't advance the kingdom. Your church building won't advance the kingdom. Your business alone, when it's getting more carnal because you're not connecting, will not advance the kingdom. It'll advance you. But that won't be God. Are you with me? We live in a generation that doesn't advance the kingdom because we want success without a price. I'm not just talking about hard work. I'm talking about kingdom advancement. Also, we live in a time now where we have no power to finish strong. That's why the kingdom don't advance. Because it's no power to finish strong. Some of y'all are good for a little while. But sooner or later, I can spend almost 3 hours with some of y'all. And the more familiar you get is the more time you stay. You don't get sharper. You don't get better. You start going down. You get more comfortable. I can watch you. The temperature go down. You start getting more comfortable. The more somebody does for you, the more you take it for granted. The more you get involved with the church work, it's like the more somebody say, come on, I believe in you, the more you still don't move. Some of you come and say, well, pastor, when I was at the other church, the pastor didn't do this. We never did it where you got one to do. You still ain't doing it. You're still not fully going all out. You're still not running after it. Even though there's work, some of you say, well, I ain't never used to do this. You want to preach is here. You want to sing is here. You want to get involved with ministry is here. Don't say it's not the opportunity. It's almost every other day in this church. You can get involved with touching somebody else's life. But some of you are still in the same place that you were when you were in the church that didn't have you have the access to do that. You're doing the same thing. But you'll say, well, if I had this, well, you got it. Why? Because our generation don't possess the power to finish strong. Finish. Finish strong. Spiritual things got to be pushed. We don't go out to the crusade at 8 o'clock, you out. You know, when I say you out, you can sleep then. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're just dead. No, it's like, man, they got to leave now. Your spirit lives inside of you. Let me pray this last time. Let me do this. Let me make sure I clean up with a good energy. Because sometimes to dictate how strong you are is how you do things. Amen. Some of y'all will still be doing it, but how you doing it? I can tell some of y'all right now, there are times where I look, where when I see you stretching, I can look at you. I can't tell whether you'll do something extra. It's like, okay, I'm here, but don't ask me to do nothing else. Like you, it's like you're doing somebody a favor. You don't really want to be there when you do that. If I say, okay, I need you to go over here. Okay, we come into church right after praise and worship. I look at Eric, say, Eric, get that lawnmower and cut that grass while we in church. Some of you will just be thinking, oh, well, huh? You know, hey. Why? Because you figure, I came to hear the word. Well, you didn't come to do what God wanted to do. You came to do what you wanted to do. If God wants us to leave, you got to be open. But some of you, you fix things according to the way you're doing it. You do it the way, why? Because you don't possess the power to finish strong. The same buoyancy or strength in your spirit should be all the time. How you doing? You going to do this for me? Yes, let's go. Some of you, if I turn you three times, you're done. You can't do that. You know, you say things. You know, like, well, you sure? How? You know, it's like I told you to do. Why you just can't do it? Why? It's like that's resistance. That's where you clash. You don't go in the army and they boom. Hey, y'all go that way. No. We want to go that way. Everybody's dead. It's a chain of command when we're talking about the agenda of the kingdom. But some of you have your own kingdom. You mix it. You come in the kingdom and you hide because you fix your mind on some of the things of the kingdom, but you're not free and open to the kingdom. So when God tells you to do something different, you're not willing to do it. Why? Because you're still in the kingdom, but the kingdom is not in you because you're still doing things at your pace. Listen to this statement, and I think y'all can understand it now because it's a cliche, but I want y'all to understand this, and I think now all of the things we've been saying, y'all can embrace it a little bit more. Kingdom transformation is now. Yeah. It's right now. Yeah. You may not think that, but it's right now. God is saying now. He's not saying you grow. He's saying now. So whenever you think about God, God will be merciful to all of us. But his word is, I want y'all to change the nation now. I don't want you to know it's us that got to get out of all this chaos that we're doing and working things out. And we all got challenges. It's us doing that. But if you just look at him, his word, and what he's saying, he would be saying, you know what? Them people in Norway didn't have to have the death like that, but the kingdom is not there. They didn't have to die, but there was nothing I could do with those devils over there because we're sitting there dragging our feet saying, oh, well, God, if you'll just work with me and my little problem and my little something. See, that's why the more you die, you start to see things, the more God see it. God don't see us working off these little problems. Working off. That's why Paul told Timothy, by the inspiration of God, he said, don't get wrapped up in the affairs of life. What is the affairs of life? These are things we all have to deal with. But some of us are so behind that the moment somebody come and try to jack the slack out of you, you think, oh, this is too much. And then when it's time to come and say, God, you got to understand, you're not totally surrendering to God, because this generation does not have the power to finish strong. We start off good because it's exciting. Ambition. Oh, yeah, Pastor, you know this and that. You know this and that. Just like I was telling the praise team them yesterday, I said, you know, I've been dragging y'all because, you know, when y'all start singing, you got to come to every service. You can't come to one service when you can come. If you're going to be ministering with me, you got to come when I go, wherever I go, every time. So when we get to that point, that's how it goes. Not, okay, Pastor will work with us and we'll do that. Yeah, we'll work with you, but I want you to know the agenda, because if I don't say this to some of you will go back and you'll sit down and you'll think you're in the 100. I'm in the perfect will of God. No, no, no. Kingdom transformation is right now. You don't go and sit and get comfortable and say, I'm doing everything I know in this season. There still should be something inside. Say, I can do more. I can do more. Let me break a little more. God, show me more. Show me more. I can be content, but I can't let this contentment hold me in the same place. Because some of you, when you feel like that, you walk. You just think, oh, it's okay. And then you start functioning, thinking you're just all powerful. When God trying to shift you.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
You got to possess this power to finish strong. Finish it.
Amen.
Finish. He who began the work, he's going to finish it, but he needs us to work with him.
Yeah.
The world, we go at an outreach. You got to be strong. You know, sometime when I get back, you know, I feel so energetic, because it's like, that's just, you know, that's, we could go 3 days like that. Can't wait to get into Tunja of Africa with these big open fields that they have. Just open their meetings.
Amen.
For hours at a time. People are being slain and building them and breaking them off and giving them the doctrine that needs to be there. Why? Because you have to build like that, but you can't get weak. You can't just go in and out, in and out, in and out. Why? Because we don't possess the power to finish strong. You can't have children and the children zap all your power.
Yeah.
You don't have a system in place that meets their needs but also allows you to grow. It's very easy to have children if you ain't doing nothing. Because all you do is tend to them,
yeah.
Tend to them. But when God is calling you to do something, you have to have a system, because you can't stand still. You need an on-go nursery that can pack and go, because you got to move. Your destiny is always moving. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man, you don't have a place. See, that's our call. That's what makes us different. Nobody said we wanted to eat that, but that's what we have to eat of. But some of us right now are negotiating with the devil for your own soul when it comes to your destiny, because you're camping out, eating at a rest area that he's provided. And you won't move with God. You won't push yourself. You won't say, God, I love you. It hurts, but I'm going with you. You got to do this. That's why you understand why Paul said, I'm dying what? Daily.
Yes.
I keep my body under subjection. That means I keep doing it. It comes back. Then I keep putting it under subjection. I keep pushing. I keep going. Why? Because I know that my Redeemer lives and God is in the forefront. But some of you camp out negotiating with the devil. Before you know it, he's going to slide that contract. Say, go ahead and sign this. You go to church, sign this. You can be a Christian. I know you got your record label and God calling you and things going on. And you into the blessings. All right. Sign this so you'll never get to your destiny. You won't see this frustration until 10 years down the line, because you won't be able to do what you can do now, because I got you looking at something else. So go ahead and sign this. Let me get you comfortable. Oh, you got children? Go and have all them kids. Go and have this. Get your husband. Do this. Go here. Do this. Have this. Get enjoy this and all. Have all this pleasure right now. So I can sell you this paper now. And the moment you try to get up after you didn't sell your soul, you'll be trying to do destiny and you can't do it. You'll be saying, Lord, I'm ready to go. Your heart get right, but you didn't sold it. You can't go. Have you ever seen that? Where people with good hearts, you know, they can bake cookies, they can cook, they can do everything nice, but it's like, man, hey, where your husband at though? Where's destiny? You're good in the kitchen and the church, but what about destiny? What about you going somewhere? You can't even see, you don't even think about people like that. You don't even look at the fact that where are you pursuing God? We call them mothers of the church. But mother got to go toward destiny. She might be riding in a wheelchair, but come on, you got to go too. We're not staying here, mama. We're not staying here in the same boat. We're going to move toward God. There's only one Lord, one faith. There was only one baptism. There's only one destiny that the church is going into. All this other mythical stuff we play with is man's doctrine. And some of us, we play into that. We say, Lord, we're going to give it all. But when you go home, you're not lining stuff up with where you're going. Pack the bags. Get everything together. Line things up. Because those are the people who will finish strong. Amen. Our generation don't ever see kingdom advancement because we don't finish strong. You know what we do? We get involved with a lot of zeal. And then when the pressure comes, when it's time to build, guess what? We start running out of gas, looking for help, grabbing prayer partners, thinking that's going to help, but you ain't plugged into no source. You're not submissive. You're just out there. You got a mixed seed. So then you're just out there. Your destiny can't be clear to you. Then somebody got to always come and bail you out and tell you, listen, son, this is what you got to do. Let me tell you, you got to stop looking at him like this. Stop doing this. Stop. All this is because things are not clear. Sometimes you're involved in the wrong thing. You're in the wrong place. And you can't see clear. See, kingdom can't advance with people like that. Because we don't possess the power to finish strong. You got to be strong. Some of you, what is God's assignment when you first got here? I remember some of you. I remember distinctly some of you. You know? I'm trying to remember one of them. I remember Kelvin, Armor Bear, Anthony. I remember exactly what God said about carrying us to the ends and we working together. I can't remember Andy. Carla, Armor Bear. I remember everything. But where are you along with that? Because that has not changed. That hasn't changed. That ain't changed. That's where we're going. The movement is movement, but where are you along those lines? Have you drifted back because more came on you? Because it takes more responsibility, but you got to be able to navigate your way. The assignment does not stop. Amen. Amen. So as we move this way, and you're moving this way, or you're moving too slow, you still stop the progress. You can't say, well, you know, y'all just go ahead. No, God called you to do that. But see, you're not engaging in what God is saying to do because you're not able to grasp what I'm saying. You think it's just, oh, some of y'all tell me everybody ain't going to be. Well, everybody here should. I didn't say everybody would, but when you're stating the truth and what God wants us at is what it is. You don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. But this is what it is. If you don't possess the power to finish strong, that's why you always look at the end of the day where people are at. Some of y'all rushing to get home. Rushing. Oh, let me get home. Let me get home. You're so quick to just get out and go home. Just go, go, go. I'm going home. I got to do this. Where you going? We're in the house of God. Just chill. You ain't got to rush. If you got something on or something, I ain't talking about. I'm talking about every, that's your cycle. To go home and, I had to get all this. Man, what are we going to do? Only to get that old thing. Then this one is slow down when you're sitting. It's slower now. Everything is slow. It's slow then. Everything is slow. Now you're slowing down. Why? That's how the enemy push you out so you can get back into the hustle and the bustle. Because you don't have the power to finish strong. Finish strong. When you finish prayer, linger in there and let God speak to you. Don't talk all the time. God got to choke up them tongues. You remember the story I told y'all about that? The man that went in 3 days praying, said he's looking for the Lord. On the third day, he just kind of choked. Couldn't get his breath. The Lord said, well, let me talk to you now. Let me talk, because I couldn't talk at all. You doing all this. Let me talk. God will speak to your heart. He just, I'm going in to play. All this right here. Just, hey. But God got to speak to you. Just relax. After you did all that, let your heart vibrate and let God speak. Be quiet before God. Sometimes he just wants you to be quiet. And he'll search your heart like that. But most of us, we rush out of that. We rush. We take it out. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me give you another reason why people don't see the kingdom advance. Because we lack discernment and perception. Discernment and perception. We lack it. Our generation, the difference between the generation past and the generation now, they had discernment, perception. How do you see things? Some of you see things through the eyes of just natural. Well, Pastor, you know, this is it. You got to look at it. This is where God wants you, and this is where you're at. This is the person that's going to help you get there. I need to listen to him more. I can't keep telling him what my excuses are, because that's why I'm here. Let me listen to him. Ask the Holy Spirit to work with me so I can begin to plunder some ways up. Because my perception is the one that's narrow. I need to change the perception because I am not embracing all that God. But see, ours don't do that. Most of you get connected with people that's so out of where you're going.
Yeah.
They're not destiny driven. But some of you say, well, yeah, I've been working with them and I stay with them and I do. But these people have nothing to do with where you're going. So how are you going to be involved with people that ain't going that way? We lack discernment. We don't discern things like the people used to. We can't tell what's good and bad. The Bible says, you know, how the word of God, you can be able to tell what's good and evil.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? By renewing your mind.
Yeah.
In Romans, I believe it's 12:2, it talks about renew your mind. Then you can tell, but if you don't take this mental thing, sometimes it's called spiritual, what's the word I'm looking for? Like you can tell perception, like you look at things and you kind of look at it like, okay, spiritual. God don't have to always speak to you. You just know if something is right. Okay, by the standards. These standards don't match up, so that don't fit. This, okay, let me show you. You go somewhere, and this person is a nice guy. You got to admit, oh, I just like hanging out with this guy because he laid back. Or he's like me. He's nerdy, whatever you like. But he don't carry something that can help me go toward destiny. So I have to dismiss him, no matter what he says. Some of you go and get people based off how much you can help them. And those people become a curse to you. Just because you speak into their life don't mean they need to connect to you. Just because you help them out one time and they give you a good testimony on Thursday night, and that one time don't mean you need to stay with them the whole time. Let them go ahead. If they want you, they'll come back. But you don't go pursue them like that. But some of us have no spiritual discernment to see, like, hold on, I need to listen to these people.
Yeah.
You know, just like I tell you, your mom don't have to be saved for her to tell you whether that's the right or wrong person. She knows.
Yeah.
She don't have to be saved, but you need spiritual discernment to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say, well, you know, mama don't believe in tongues, so she's off. No. You got to be able to hear the spirit of truth. No matter who it come from. That's what you call discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to take what people are saying, apply it, and then move it forward toward where God taking you. But some of us, we don't do that. Why? Because we get so weak that we just listen to anybody. And your destiny is aborted. How many know God don't want that?
Yeah.
God wants us to make sure that we're growing in the kingdom. You can't grow without discernment. Because the world is so tricky, y'all. technology, all these things are good, but you got to put it in this perspective. Like, I think about these reality shows. It would be nice for us to have us. We don't even need our own show. We need just a Christian to be on the show that's real, that will speak up and live it before them. But see, some of you say, well, I'll do it, but how much would you get caught up? I can look at what you do now and can tell what you'll do. You can't stay faithful to this. There's no way you'll go because it's too much. I mean, we don't even meet every day. You go into rehearsal every day? Not rehearsal. What do they call it? Work. I mean, can you imagine all that stuff around you? Some of you don't have enough kingdom inside to go and deal with that. You're still figuring stuff out. You can't figure out and know. See, if you go on there, you got to know your agenda. You can't read into stuff that they got. Oh, Brad Pitt. Hey, how you doing? I've been watching you. You're my role model. Can you imagine a Christian saying that? I can get stuff from you. I could. No, no, you just get it without them knowing. You don't flatter them because they'll never listen to you. You don't know your assignment. I didn't hear for Brad Pitt to come on this Hollywood scene with him. You, Brad, need to get saved, Pitt. Or you going to the pit. That's your name for me. That's why I'm here. I'm going to love the hell out of you. Because if you don't get born again, that's why God called me here. Not for me to get into this, but how many of us will do that? Or we'll get so caught up. It's just like I'm telling you now. If you got a business, if your business gets you caught up, then the kingdom here, how can you go there and take the kingdom there with the business is what you're made of? You can't navigate going away from here. So can you imagine being in the midst of it, doing a movie shot for 6 to 8 months? And every day you're watching Samuel Jackson and you got to stay on course. You got to be strong to do that. But some of you think that without getting Hollywood and letting them people switch you up and got you doing all kind of stuff. See, you can't do that if you can't do that right here because we don't even meet every day. We can't even be on time. We can't even be concerned. We can't even help the pastor. We can't even build in a more aggressive way. I can't even stay focused on my assignment here. The assignment here will make you stronger there. As I said before, we get born again. What that mean? That means we are at the door of the kingdom. We're just at the door. We come into the door of the kingdom. So now we're in the kingdom. But while we're in the kingdom, as you begin to get committed to God, submit your life. See, you don't submit your life. You give your life. When you give your life to the Lord. But most of us ain't know what we were doing. Yeah. We just knew it was the right thing to do. But now God brings you in the kingdom. But now while you're in the kingdom, you have to want what you see. Yeah. That's why the cares of this world, one of them that'll lock you out is the lust of the eyes. See, most of the world people have turned their face to what the world got and they're not in the kingdom. Where you see the kingdom at? In the church. You see it. So you begin to desire it. Man, I want what Janet got there. That's an element she manifested in the kingdom. You put your eyes on it. And the next thing you know, the things about the people that's in the kingdom and also what we're doing outside, the outreach, you start desiring these things to see God move. But then guess what? While you're in the kingdom, while you're sitting there saying, I want you, Lord. I want you, guess what he do? He show you how you're going to do what you saw and what he created in you. May be different. You may not be doing what Janet doing, but guess what? You're going to do it in the kingdom way. But everybody is made the same way. So as you desire you in the kingdom, guess what? The kingdom now begins to move in you through this process. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. So now you're in the kingdom coming inside of you. What's the kingdom coming in you? That's God's government. That means you can be around Samuel walking on the red carpet, but it don't bother you. It don't move you. You don't get all, yeah, well, I'm up there now. You don't do that. You don't get around famous people and start giving them kudos like anybody else. You don't do that. Why? Because the government is in you. The government brings everything in its perspective. Yes, I got a job. I make a million. but that don't mean nothing. I was so glad to see LeBron James. I don't know if y'all saw it, where he surprised those kids in New Jersey. Surprised them at the YMCA. He just came. They didn't even know he was coming. And he played for real. He was playing like for real. He said, I'm giving it my all. Why? Because I've been here. Y'all don't have to pay me to come here. In other words, it's more to it than just this Hollywood stuff. I've been on the streets, so I can't forget about that. That's what he was saying in essence. And that's the same paradigm. We know he ain't saved. I'm just using that as an example. As far as when we in the kingdom, you don't go before them and let the pressure make you sell out. Some of you get around people and you get fuzzy. The mayor, the governor, President Obama. You know, all this stuff is like, yeah, we give you your honor, whatever we call you. We give unto Caesar was him. But the only way you'll do that without getting goosebumps is if the kingdom is inside of you. Now, when the kingdom, Kelvin, moves in you as you're in the kingdom, guess what? Now God can move you out to represent the kingdom. Because he's got his stature. Abraham, I'll tell you everything. Because what? You're going to train your children. Now he trusts the church. Without selling our soul. Because most people like Whitney and all of them, they sold to get that Emmy and whatever they got. The Winans, they sold it. They'll never be as strong as they can because they sold it for the Emmy Award. For Glamour, Donnie, I know you think that he's anointed, they're in and out, but a part of them, they sold their soul for worldly fame. Because what? They didn't pay the price. But when you got the kingdom in you and you take the time to let this thing cure in you and be faithful over another man's, whatever God spoke to you, it's going to happen. But you'll be able to walk through this and not let these things bother you. You won't even be tempted. You'll do just like Jesus did. Why? The same thing that was in Jesus is in you. But some of us, we don't do that. Why? Because we don't have the power to finish strong. We get familiar. The familiar spirit, come on, most of you, because you think, hey, I'll always be able, I just need to work on God. And you're taking the same mentality you did in the church you came out of. I just need to grow in God. This ain't no growing God church. I thank God for the churches y'all came out of because they taught you a lot. But we got to move the kingdom. It's totally different than growing in God and advancing the kingdom. The government has to be in you. So while you're sitting there struggling with personal development day in and day out, God is saying, I'm still dealing with trying to get my principles inside of him. He don't understand. It's not about how he look and what he thinks and how he feel. He ain't no good anyway, but he keep looking over in the world. His job letting him just, he's just getting so carnal and natural. I'm not able to do anything for him. Because I want to put what I put in. I know he's frustrated, but he keeps his eyes looking at things. I use the eyes for the kingdom, but he takes his eyes and keep looking over at this. He got the wrong people around him, so every time he looked, these people are not getting him to where he needs to go. So she stays in the same place, but she'll get frustrated. Why? Things are not moving. Why? Because she's not moving. I put her in the kingdom so she can advance in the kingdom, so she can now let the kingdom begin to come in you. In order for the kingdom to come in you, you got to move everything that's out of you. So now when you go, you represent the kingdom. See, you have a lot of people in the world, y'all, that are Christians, and they represent God as an image. I think about people like Tony Dungy. I heard him on 91.9 on the day. He's got something going. He's retired coaching and doing his little minute thing like James Dobson. But he represents Christians. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom means that whatever you say is the same thing God is saying. Yeah. You shake things. Things begin to change. You can't do that without principles. You connect it. Where's your source coming from? Now that you're out the kingdom, God has to use a man to funnel this source of you. Do you understand in your mind that you're ever growing? Some of y'all are so hard on yourself, it's ridiculous. Just like it said, your righteousness is filthy rags. Some of y'all don't understand. You need to eat that scripture. Because you're so hard on yourself. You're so hard. You can't be so hard on yourself. You got to pursue with everything. When things don't go right, just keep pursuing. Keep going. Keep building. But the reason why you feel the way you feel is because you have not done everything you should. Your daily life don't reflect where you're going. You're talking too much. You go and you're talking to the wrong people. Some of y'all spill and talking to people that ain't got nothing to do with your destiny. And you don't even recognize every day you're talking to these same people. Like, what are they doing? They're just poisoning your soul. They're keeping you connected, mixing the seed, making what I'm saying not clear. To make you come back here and say, well, Pastor, listen, I understand, but kingdom transformation now, but people have to grow. That's how your mentality keep you right there. How many know we got to change? I wrote down some things, three things here that if you got to watch out for. Then we'll close. Remember he said all things are lawful, but not everything is profitable. Watch out for success of the fathers without understanding the process that led them there. Yeah. So don't ever look at people or look at me or look at people and say, oh, well, you're the pastor of the church. Or you're leading this move of God across the nations. Or don't ever look at it like that. Because God may not call you to do exactly what I'm doing in that respect. How he do. You get up, you're not going to sound. You'll sound like me in the spirit, but it may be a different outward working. But the key thing is you got to look at what led him to that. Because if you don't look at that, you think glamour. You think it's all through giftings. You think of here and there. You'll say, oh, he prays a lot. You got to find out what leads people to that. You think Michael Jordan just got good in the natural? Tiger Woods, Michael Jackson, these are people, their names are just in the natural. They've done so much, but guess what? They was robbed of their childhood. Most of them. You ready to pay that price? You can't have both. Are you with me? Another thing you got to watch out for. Assuming the position of favor without understanding the cost of personal stature. In other words, you assume the position of favor and don't know how to grow in stature. You don't know the price for it, but you're ready to jump. Remember them boys got there and said, Jesus said, I don't have this seat to give you. But some of you assume the position, I'm favored of God. But you don't pay the price for personal development in stature. You just say, hey, I can go, I can do this. It's like some of you say, well, I'll go with Pastor. I'm with Pastor. But do you pay the price or is just something casual? You wonder why I just don't like you just coming. Because you just think it's anything. You don't pay a price. If I make one, meet me at the corner. I'll pick you up at the corner. Well, I ain't got no, hey, I got to do this. You ain't paying the price. There's stature. You got all this stuff you got to do, and you're the opportunity. Why? Because you do that because you don't pay the price of stature. You just think I can go sit in a place of favor, but don't know the price of the stature of the person that's there. If I go right now, some of you say, oh, well, if Barack Obama wanted me to be the president, I'll just stand. No. You don't look at it like that. This is what you're looking at. Getting off the F-150, right? Air Force One, that's easy to do. You can do that. Get your suit. Just keep your hands waving. That's easy. But what about the pressure? What about the giving up stuff and changing? What about holding your mouth, not giving excuses, just being there? Adjusting your life, pushing yourself. See, let me tell you something. Until you make decisions to do what God is calling us to do and be committed with it, you won't even receive wisdom to deal with what you're dealing with. Because you're not committed. You're still eating out. Until you do that, the stuff you're going through will always be there. Because you're still not seeking first the kingdom. See, the thing we got to understand, y'all, is that we all, y'all know this ain't no me. I ain't got no ministry. God has given us an opportunity here. This is the kingdom. But most of you still take it like it's a church, just a regular church. It's just a normal church. It's just Pastor Brad. He loves you. He'll be with you. So you sit in a place of favor as though I have to use you in certain places because there's a reality. Yes, you're here. This and that. But some of you are so natural that you don't even consider the price of stature that it takes for you to sit where you're at. You just think natural. I'm not talking about me in this ministry. I'm talking about the seed we carry in. All the people in Pennsylvania and Florida and Nebraska that will be changed. It's not going to happen because we just preach. It's going to be because we unify ourselves. There's a spiritual womb. But we can't do that when everybody got all this stuff. And some of you, you make so many excuses. Legitimate, but not acceptable. And it goes back to what God told you to do when you first got here. What are you doing? It's been years. And some of you have driven away and not close to. I'm going to work with you wherever you at. Because I know enough that people, you can't do something that people don't want to do. Sometimes I can't even say certain things because y'all, you get frustrated where you at. I have to give you truth at times, but I can't do it the way you think somebody nagging you. Well, why do you bust? But you can't take it because your life, you're looking at it like we just, again, you know, like, hey, we just going to do it. Why? Because you sit in a place of favor, but you don't know the price of personal stature. You don't know there's a price. I think about Dr. Davis. Some of you look at me and you say, well, you know, we can do this. You just can't rise to a stature like that. You don't know nothing about spiritual things to think like that. You just can't do that. You can't swift nations and stuff like that. You can't do that. You carnal when you think like that. It takes years of building in the spirit like that. But some of us, we look at things because we look at everything natural. Oh, we could do that. Even though God given us this. Are you with me? What else to watch out for? We almost finished. Enjoying the abundance without having the wisdom to multiply it. Watch out. You're taking in all the goods, but you ain't got what it takes to multiply it. You're not multiplying it. Some of you, I can't get you to disciple 10 people, 6 people. You don't have no influence. People fade off because you haven't formed that. You're trying, you're doing that. Why? Because you can't enjoy the abundance of something when you have not taken the drinking of the cup of knowing how to multiply it. That's why God won't breathe on us until we get in position. Me included. Masses of people listening to us. Can you imagine us, Charlie, on the Ustream? With 600 or 700 people a week listening throughout the United States. They're listening via Ustream a week in our services. Not here, but through Ustream. They're on the computer listening to the message to get the preceding word in all these different states around the nation. That's where we're going. But until I'm able to duplicate myself, he's not going to let these people come look. Because I'll just be enjoying the abundance. See, the people you see who do that with all those people and they don't think about these principles, they've already sold their soul. So you look at them and say, well, Copeland, they're doing it. People are doing it. The ones that have not paid the price, which we don't know. We can only tell somebody the fruit that they have. The ones that just got a bunch of people. Peter Popoff. He got a crowd. Popoff can get people in there, you know, I mean, a whole pack of people. So you can have people listening, but what kind? God said, I ain't giving you people because y'all building it right. I'm not even going to give you that until you learn. Don't just take part in the abundance without multiplying it. So people saying, you know, you bless me. You got to multiply it. If we don't do that, nothing will change. Are you with me? One more I'll give you. Watch out for pursuing the benefits of the journey rather than the course of destiny. The benefits instead of the course of destiny. That's why we can't, you know, we got to keep going. That's like saying, you know, people start coming to the TIA conference and you know, they're coming because of Reach South Carolina. And all these people coming because of the people that's laboring. Then some of you come and you do what you can. And after a while, God said, okay, Brad, y'all doing what you can. I'll give you what you can. Because you got to train the people to don't get caught up in just the benefits that I'm going to bless you financially and all of this. Why? Because they got to get more in line with the destiny that I've called them to do, the journey. Y'all, if we can do these things, we'll begin to take up. I'm talking about a strong church, a church that becomes the center of what God is doing in the earth, Carla. Not just a normal, and some of you need to stop thinking it's not you, it's you. Yeah. God, how long y'all done been here? Ain't nobody been here less than 2 years almost, except Janet and Leroy. Everybody been here 3 years. If you was leaving, you would already left. You here. So why still playing? Why still think that you're wrestling? You're not wrestling. God already called you. You can't come in with that, well, I don't know. And all. Come on now. You don't want to know. What you want to know is what your kingdom want to know. If you want to know God's kingdom, look all the work we got every week. The person is there every time. Is the person is saying, you know what? I've shifted my life. If it take you time to get to that place because you got children, you got this, then do that. I ain't telling you not to do that. But all I'm telling you is if it's God, this is what God is doing. But if you got all the agenda to do stuff, if God tell you to be with me every place I go, next year when we go to these different cities and you in and out, and I tell you, well, you can't come now if you're going to be in and out, then guess what that means? That don't mean I didn't want you to go. What that meant is you didn't have enough standard to go. You didn't prepare yourself. Because I want to touch the nations of the world. And as you can see, we're not going to stop for no one person. Not one person. God's already laid this in me and in you. Let's go. Why are we going to sit here and just die? Yeah. We're not going to live like I believe the world will end before we get Social Security. Amen. Think about it. Can you think that far ahead? With the economy, we got to connect a different way. But it's going to take Christians beginning to come together, building, and saying, let's advance the kingdom. Let's grow in the kingdom. You can't grow in the kingdom when the perversions of this generation is here. Yeah. Gifted, but so selfish. Everybody got their own image. You got praise and worship leaders that don't even submit to the pastor. They go into their own thing. Yeah. Man, I doing this. You ever seen people sing when they sing in the pastor, it's two different things? They just go. This is how I would do it, and I did it, and this and that. But how you going to do that if this is the dominating anointing there and you going in a different direction? You should want to know how to make it smooth. You know, the red carpet for the word to come is not so you can exercise your gift. Right. I mean, you're missing it. That's what that is. Talent, but personal. Selfishness. If the pastor let me do this, Israel, you can't even think in your mouth, in your head, that Joel Osteen would correct Israel. They go to the same church. Can you think about it? Is that his spiritual father? That's what church he go to? You know that. You know the story. I see you in a few weeks. I got to go. Joel couldn't tell him to stay here for the sake of the kingdom. Why? Because he's already sold his soul. He's got to go. That's how some people are in the church. But we gather with that. We like that. We think that that's good. I'm making a name. All these artists that are going out, most of them are not even coming. Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.